Who let you watch that? Who let you watch that?
Does this movie suck?
That song, Julio Down by the Schoolyard, I only know that because my uncle played it once.
Oh, really?
And I went to go see him. He was doing like acoustic stuff.
Okay.
And still to this day, I don't know how the tune goes or anything. And I just remember that night he was like, hey, so did you enjoy the show? And I was like, yeah, I was expecting you to play some different stuff. Like, it was kind of cool. You played all these like folky things. And he was like, yeah, but like they were a lot of them are standards. You've like heard them before. And I was like, no, not really, man. And he's like, no, come on. And I was like, well, I had heard like Julio Down by the Schoolio, Julio Down by the Schoolio. And that's not how it goes. And he doesn't say that. And my uncle was instantly offended. And I've kept that with me my whole life now where I go like, well, yeah, Paul Simon plays me and Julio Down by the Schoolio. And that's just how it goes. I refuse to learn the right way. I won't do it.
At this point in your life, why would you?
Why would I?
Why would you?
I don't need to do it. Paul Simon doesn't mean shit to me. Fuck you.
I guess I agree.
Yeah. Come on. I don't care.
I was more of a Garfunkel guy my entire life.
Everybody's a Garfunkel guy.
I just like how he hates Mondays and he loves lasagna.
He's just him and Odie, man. They're just chilling all the time.
I just love him so much. So dumb.
It was such a good... I mean, but that shows you that's what the 60s and 70s were all about, baby. You had this dude that was a guitar virtuoso with a beautiful voice.
Yep.
And a cartoon cat. Then they toured the country.
They toured the country.
Playing songs. They were in that movie, The Graduate. I think they got a Grammy for that or Academy Award.
Who was that? Andy Garcia or somebody was in that movie?
The Graduates?
Yeah, right. Andy Garcia?
Andy Garcia, I think, plays The Graduate.
The Graduate, right?
Yeah, he's the lady with the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carbuncle?
Mrs. Carbuncle.
Hey, Miss Carbuncle, you trying to get on this? Or he says something, you know, the
he
line.
He says something like, are you trying to lasagna me?
Are you trying to lasagna me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to bake me a nice lasagna, Mrs. Carbuncle?
Yeah. And then they run off into the bus. And then anyway, if you guys aren't familiar with what we're talking about, clearly you are tuned into the right podcast.
Because
we say nothing that makes any sense.
I think it all makes sense, and I understand where we're going with this.
I do, too, but who the hell are you?
I am Andy Diaz. Who the hell are you?
I'm Gabe Martinez.
Together, we are a podcast I guess we are a podcast called Who Let You Watch This, but this week, we are a podcast called
Does This Movie Suck?
Where we answer the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. We ask them first, and then we answer them.
Yeah, we ask them first. We ask the question, does this movie suck? We take beloved movies that we might think suck or movies that do suck that are beloved by us.
Yeah.
And we put in the work.
Yes. We do the hard-hitting research every other week when we do this episode.
Yeah.
And when it's done, I think we definitively answer whether or not a movie sucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it's in the books.
Yeah.
They add it to Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
There's a segment there. It says, does this movie suck? And it says yes or no.
Dude, it's etched under the fucking gold record that NASA keeps sending up for aliens every year.
Yeah.
It has like, hey, these are the achievements of man. And they go like, please note, you thought that Little Monsters ruled because you loved it as a kid.
Yes.
Well, they did deep analysis and that movie sucks. I'm so sorry.
You used to really love, I don't know, The Happening.
The You're Happening. Like, you love that movie.
It's going to be great. Oh, actually, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Our longest episode ever, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the greatest upset of our entire series is what was it? A New Hope?
Oh, A New Hope.
Our first episode of Does It Suck? A New Hope. Definitively, movie sucks.
Movie sucks, dude.
Yeah. So it's...
As the kids say, mid.
Do they say that?
Don't the kids say mid?
I don't know.
I think they say if something's like not cool, they go like, oh, that movie's mid.
Oh.
I usually hear the kids talk about like bands. Doja Cat, for example. Oh, Doja Cat's mid.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Is that short for middle of the road, like not very good?
I think so. Okay. I don't know what the kids are talking about.
I like that. That works for me.
Bet.
That's pretty cool. Bet?
BET, right? That's what they're saying when they say bet.
I don't know what that is.
Black Entertainment Television?
Yeah, is it? Well, I know what BET is.
Yeah.
I'm so lost. Doja Cat fucking sucks.
Doja Cat sucks.
See, yeah, and I don't respect that. Don't say she's mid. Just be bold and declare. Doja Cat fucking sucks.
Lame.
Yeah.
Whack Attack.
Weak.
Weak sauce.
I'm into
it. Back when I was a kid, things were either weak sauce or bomb.com. And I miss that they're not there anymore.
I used to say boss titties.
Boss titties.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's boss titties.
Yeah.
I do love, I still have a very dear friend. She might even listen to this show. But I got her to say when things were awesome that they were tits. And she was a work colleague. And I just loved that we were saying at work when something was awesome, oh, tits.
This burrito is tits.
Yeah, exactly. All the time. And she started saying the tits.
Oh.
And I was like, my friend, you don't need the. And she was like, I think it sounds better. I'm like, no, you don't need that. I was like, why? Because tits are rad.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's talk about a movie that is regarded as tits by most people.
But we're going to find out this week if it's actually weak sauce.
It might be. Or is it bomb.com?
Or is it bomb.com? We're going to find out, baby.
Andy, what movie are we talking about,
guys,
dude? It's a 1997 Herculean classic.
There we are. I didn't know the year. All
right.
We are talking about the Jimmy Cameron.
Yep.
Directed, written. He made up everything in this movie. He made up the history. He did the research.
He went underwater.
He found it. He was down there filming Abyss, and he was just like, what if there was a big-ass boat?
Yep.
Boat of Titanic.
Titanic proportions.
It was a boat called Titanic.
Oh.
The hubris. They're saying it won't sink. I'll write this movie, and it will sink. We're talking about the movie Titanic, you guys.
We're talking about the movie Titanic, which was originally called The Boat Titanic.
The boat called the Titanic.
And he shortened it.
He shortened it because he realized that if it's just called Titanic, because Titanics are cool.
Yeah.
You don't need the in there.
Right, exactly. Which reminds me, there was a Simpsons parody character of, like, they did like a Mexican weather girl type thing.
Oh, okay.
And her name was Titania, and she had just a giant tits and would just like jump up and down. They were just making fun that like Mexican weather girls are just that. And I remember getting one of those like Lowrider magazine posters, like fold out things, whatever. And I think it was the girl they were parodying, because I think her name was like Titanica or something
like that.
And she was just some chick with big boobs. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
Shout out to The Simpsons and Lowrider Magazine.
We love you. Be on the podcast, Simpsons.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpsons. Titanic, the movie.
Titanic, the movie, you guys. A movie that, for me, this movie was everywhere, dude. This movie was up and down. You couldn't escape.
No.
This movie.
No.
No one could.
No, dude, I saw this movie 2 times in the theaters.
Woo!
Not because I wanted to, but I was taken against my will. Once with one set of family members, once with extended family members.
There you go.
Had to go see old people die holding hands buried by water.
Water funeral, you guys.
Water
it's
funeral.
Great. Mm-hmm. Shit was based on a real story.
So they say. I haven't seen it, so
I haven't seen
the Titanic with my own eyes. So
all I know is if you go try to see the Titanic, you will die because water will crush you.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Do not do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it crushes you, though. Wouldn't you drown first?
If you just go, like you just go for a swim,
yeah,
you'll drown first.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how they're getting that deep, like,
if you go, a long time ago, people used to put barrels on because they didn't have any clothes. They were very poor.
Okay.
And then they would jump over Niagara Falls in those barrels.
Yes.
That was a thing, roaring 20s and shit. They just did that. Okay?
We're in the roaring 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone's cautionary tale. They're like, don't do it. We did this 100 years ago. Everyone died.
Oh, the 1920s.
Yeah, dude. It was the 1920s when people would put barrels on. People aren't doing that nowadays. Well, they are. But
I need to cancel some plans.
Yeah, dude, I know. So don't do that. It's bad stuff.
Oh, shit.
Wait for the 30s. You'll be fine.
Okay. Whew.
So anyway, yeah, you're in your barrel. You're swimming around over the falls. You go into the ocean right after that, and you're like, having a great time. This is super cool. Well, if you just go put a bunch of rocks in that barrel,
okay. You'll
sink. And if you close the top of the barrel, there's plenty of air. You'll breathe fine for several days. When you go down far enough, though, because the rocks are real heavy, the water gets heavier than the rocks. It's crazy.
No shit.
Well,
but you still have air, so you're breathing.
You're breathing fine.
You're breathing the air because you have the lid.
Yeah, as long as you have the lid on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But then it just, like, crushes?
Yeah, at some point, it just crushes.
Did the Titanic crush?
No.
Because it didn't have a lid.
It didn't have a lid. See, there you go. Titanic didn't crush because there's no lid. All right.
I get it.
This has been Science Talk with your boys, Gabe and Andy. But, yeah, so anyway, it's a real thing, okay? The Titanic, all right? How it happened, no one knows. Just it was the greatest ship ever created, and then it sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
No one knows any of the details about it, surrounding it or anything like that. At some point, James Cameron went for a swim, finds the Titanic, and he's like, wait a minute, there might be
what
a story here. In the wreckage of this ship, he finds a sketch of some titties and a necklace. And he goes,
"That'll do it.
I have to figure out what's going on with this. I will put an entire movie together." Cut two, he raises $8 billion and he makes this movie. Films the first scene. It is tits. And he's literal. And he's like, ah, I gotta come up with something else. Scraps the movie. All the $8 billion lost. No good. Goes to a new set of financiers and he's like, all right, give me $100 million and I'll be able to figure it out. I think I got it now. I think I got it. And that's what he does. All right. So he creates this movie. In all seriousness, this is a movie that is beloved. People go, it's amazing. It was the highest grossing movie of all time for like 20 years.
Yeah.
It's still in the top 10, I think, with inflation.
Inflation and everything. But yeah, it was number one for weeks and weeks and years, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was like 57 weeks straight. This was like
the
number one movie in America.
Yes, yeah.
And I actually have a real fun fact.
Yes.
Do you know what the movie was that knocked this out of the number one spot at the movie theaters?
No idea. Go for it.
I don't know why this sticks in my head.
Yeah.
But I do know it. The Matt LeBlanc-led movie Lost in Space.
No way.
100%.
This is what finally, like week 58 or whatever, it was like number one is now Lost in Space.
And then the next week, Titanic was back to number one.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, great. Yeah, because people were like, this movie blows.
This movie fucking sucks.
Matt LeBlanc didn't eat shit.
The wrong friend is in this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have been fucking Chandler. Everyone loves Chandler.
It could have been any one of them but fucking Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc, dude. He was just like, oh, how you doing, space?
Yeah. Remember my dumb piece of shit Uncle Todd that I told you about in the Leprechaun episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks. He was a bouncer for a while and would always tell us the story about the time he met Matt LeBlanc.
Oh.
And he would always be like, Matt LeBlanc's such a piece of shit. He's such an asshole. And he'd say this unprompted. He'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? No one was bringing up Matt LeBlanc. Like, why are you bringing him up? And he'd be like, he's such an asshole. Garden. He would say it all the time. He'd be like, he's such an asshole. Be like, why is he such an asshole, Todd? You know, which is his actual name, because fuck you, Todd, piece of shit. I hope you listen to this episode and the other one. Anyway, so he goes, I mean, he sucks. If he's still even with us, but, you know, whatever.
Go shit in the woods, Todd.
Yeah, go shit in the woods. I hope Leprechaun bites your balls.
Yeah.
So anyway, he would tell us this story constantly. He'd be like, well, when I was a bouncer, I was like watching the VIP area. Matt LeBlanc's in there, and he's like, you know, I guess so many people were like asking him for autographs. He like taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, "Hey man, you got a pen?" And he's like, "Well, and of course I had a pen because I was a bouncer." And I was like, "Why do you need a pen as a bouncer?" And he's like, "Don't interrupt the story." So I gave him my pen, and I was like, "Yeah, just if you don't mind, sir, can I please get that back?" And he like scoffed, and he's like, "I'm gonna give it back." That was the whole exchange.
That's it.
But that was enough.
Fucking asshole.
Exactly. That was enough to make Todd be like, that guy sucks. This guy's such an asshole.
It sounds like a big asshole to me.
Exactly. I just remember like as a kid, as like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old hearing this story being like, I don't think anyone but you is an asshole.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure Matt LeBlanc's an asshole. I'm sure he is. But like,
he's an asshole for a different reason.
Yeah, for a different reason, you know? He's an asshole because he played a character named Joey Tribbiani in a show that fucking sucks everyone's dick.
That's why.
You know? Yeah.
Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I'm glad it dethroned him. Let's go back to Titanic.
Let's go back to Titanic real quick.
Everybody loves it. It's
everyone loves
thing.
It.
It won like 29 Oscars.
It won like the most ever. I think it's tied with the other movie.
Absolutely, the other guys.
Fuck, what the fuck was that other movie that it tied with?
Citizen Kane.
No.
Lawrence of Arabia.
It's one of those fucking big movies.
Yeah, one of those ones. Yeah, anyway, lots and lots of Oscars.
Everyone loves them.
Everyone thinks it's great. Andy, I was thinking about it this week, and I thought, if we put the movie up against our criteria, if we look at that, will we be able to dethrone this movie? Because I don't know that I have a strong enough opinion. I've seen the movie, and I go, like, technically, of course, it's great. It's James Cameron. The dude's amazing.
Jimmy C.
It's got Kate Winslet, and she's always really good. She's an Oscar winner. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, he's an Oscar winner. I mean, the guy's choice in Poontang is fantastic. Unrivaled.
Unrivaled, dude.
Absolutely.
He's a man that knows how to get it.
He's the man that knows what's up. So, and then also he's a hell of an artist. In the movie, he sketches Kate Winslet's boobies.
It's amazing. Yeah. He really drew that.
And he did a great job. It's awesome. But if you, I just thought like, okay, well, I don't know that I have a strong enough opinion as to whether or not the movie's, I certainly don't want to watch it. I'm not ever interested in watching it again, which is one of the things for the criteria, but anyway, and I just thought it would be an interesting discussion.
We could do it.
To pause it here. So first, though, do you have any strong opinions one way or the other?
I don't know if I should be serious or not. I guess I could be serious.
You could be serious.
I like this movie. I enjoy it.
All right.
I wouldn't say that it rules. This movie has a weird place in my heart.
Okay. Tell me.
My dad loved this movie.
He loved the movie?
My dad loved this movie.
Was he like way into Celine Dion or something?
My dad would blast My Heart Will Go On.
No.
100%.
Get the fuck out of town. Seriously?
100%. I would be like, Dad's watching fucking Titanic again, because loud as shit from downstairs, I would just be here. Just near.
Oh, my mom loves Celine Dion. We heard it constantly.
Like, fucking Titanic's on again. Dad's watching fucking Titanic again. Must be on HBO. He's fucking living it. He's
living his life.
And then
it.
I go down and Dad's just fucking drinking a couple of Natty Lights.
Just watching Titanic.
Why
did he like the movie so much? Because
he was a proud Mexican man. And if he gets to see a bunch of rich crackers die in a boat.
I get it.
He loved it.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, all right, I get it.
I don't know why. So deep down, I got to love the movie.
Yeah. You've got that emotional tie-in with it.
It's this weird thing, Titanic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love Titanic. I'll defend it to the grave. My watery grave, baby. Yeah. Let's
watery grave. All right. Okay, well, then this is good. So now Andy's still not saying definitively the
rules. I got
some
skin in the game, though.
But he likes it.
I got some skin in the game. Let's go.
I can go either way. So
toe to toe.
Let's get into this. Okay. All right.
Can a player on a roll again?
Yeah. What?
It's just right that we keep the crowd dancing.
Okay, we already did our house party.
Can we do house party again?
Yeah, sure. That's fine with me. We just do it again. Isn't there several podcasts where dudes just review the same thing over and over and over again?
Can we start another podcast called House Party and we just watch House Party every week?
Yeah, I'm on board. Yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely. So,
all right, let's get into the criteria.
Let's get into this criteria, dude. Okay, so the very first thing we have is. What? We have the, we start wherever, but I mean, a lot of times we talk acting.
We talk acting.
All right. It's been established. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, fucking Billy Zane,
fucking Misery is in this movie.
Kathy Bates. Is she?
Yeah, she's the unsinkable Molly Brown.
She
is the iceberg.
Did they name the iceberg Molly Brown?
No, she plays Molly Brown.
What's Molly Brown?
She's a woman who was on the Titanic.
Okay.
They called her the unsinkable Molly Brown because as the Titanic sank, she was a woman that helped everybody off. And she was like, we got to do it. help everybody. I'm Kathy Bates.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
I could not remember that.
I'm 100% serious. Yeah, okay. She, the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Okay,
a
cool.
A person who helped a bunch of people and stuff, and her spirit was unsinkable as the Titanic sank and killed everybody. Her spirit never wavered.
So she saved a bunch of people.
Through spirit. She made sure that she got on a boat because she was a rich woman and in first class and got on that fucking lifeboat. But man, her spirit kept people afloat.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not literally, because people did drown.
People were dying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, good.
But their spirits.
Yeah.
At least the 8 people that were in the boat with her, because it couldn't be too crowded.
Yeah. She's like, no,
so,
no,
but
I'm
she's
good.
Great. Molly Brown, or Kathy Bates is great.
Kathy Bates is great. Okay.
Always great.
So everybody that's in this movie is great.
It's great.
Okay, they do a great job. There. I mean, it's been parodied a million times, but like, I'm the king of the world. And, like, I feel like I'm flying or whatever, yeah. Whatever the fuck she says with her arms
exactly.
out, you know?
Yeah, I'm flying. And then fucking, they're fucking. They,
oh, yeah, the hand on
the
window.
The hand on the window.
Yeah.
We've all wanted to do it.
I've done that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, when I was having sex with Leonardo DiCaprio, he was like, put that on the Duesenberg. And I mean, all right, here you go.
I always think about it in this room as we're in here podcasting later tonight. I think, man, I just want to put my hand up on that steamy ass window.
So yeah, when I say I've done that, I have put my hand on a steamy window.
Oh, not that
you've
had
sex in an old timey car and put my hand on the window.
Made just vicious hot sex in a car and then steamed it up really bad.
No, are you kidding me?
Come on, man. You gotta go have some steamy sex.
Great. I'll get right on that. Okay. So acting. All right. It's 100%.
We did it.
10 out of 10. We got that one. Okay.
One for the good guys.
Okay. Let's talk rewatchability.
You were saying right now, you're never going to go back and rewatch it.
I have no desire to ever watch it again. And now that I know that there's a character called the unsinkable Molly Brown, fuck that movie. I don't want to watch it again.
Makes sense. I get it. I grew up, I was in 8th grade when this movie came out.
Okay.
All the girls were talking about Leo. Oh, his hair, his face.
Yeah.
I want to ride it, you know, and I didn't know what that meant. Fucking, we had she hasn't been on this podcast. We are a good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. She was way into him. Mm-hmm. Just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That guy, Basketball Diaries.
Yeah.
He got AIDS in that movie.
Yeah. He has AIDS.
What are you talking about?
It's
he probably
dangerous.
Still has AIDS.
Yeah, but he might.
Why are you trying to get finger blasted? You know, middle school, everyone was finger blasting.
Everybody wants that blast.
Everyone's talking about it. I want him to finger blast me. Finger blast me, Leo.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking see this. I'm a grown man now. I'd let him. I would. Finger blast me, Leo.
Oh, okay. You're going on right. I was going to say, like, so you want him to finger blast a bunch of teenage girls?
No, finger blast me, Leo.
Okay, there
I'm
you
on
go.
Board.
That's fine.
So I've come around now, and I'm like, you know what? I love Leo.
Yeah.
I'll watch him in anything. I would rather watch him snort a bunch of V vitamin mix and say the fuck word a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if this is on, I'm going to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Have I been late to work because I was watching it? Yeah, I was probably watching my dad, you know?
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying, trust a man whose catchphrase in life was stay Mexican and die. If he's going to watch fucking Titanic 8 billion times, blast that soundtrack at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to rewatch the movie at least once, baby.
Take the emotional piece out of it. Take your dad out of the whole thing. Are you watching this movie again? What magic does it hold as a movie for you to
so
watch?
It's so fucking long.
It's yeah. It's
this movie's so long.
It's 6 hours and 45 minutes
it's
long.
It's 2 VHS tapes.
It's 2 full VHS tapes. You take the nostalgia, and watching it in reverence of the memory of your father. Take that out.
R.I.P.
the great one. What about the movie itself holds magic or interest for you to be like, I got to get back and I want to relive that story? Is there anything?
You got to see them cans, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kate Winslet's boobs. Great. All right. Fantastic.
I'm trying to speak to you. I'm swaying you. I'm speaking
you're
to you.
You're not swaying
man.
Me.
I'm speaking
you're,
to you, the man.
There's 6,000 movies that are better with titties in them. Other than Titanic.
But this is Kate Winslet.
Oscar
her
winner.
Prime.
Yeah, she's great. I'm not knocking the woman.
Bill
she's
Paxton
fantastic.
In his prime.
Bill Paxton in his prime was Weird Science. Thank you very much.
Whoa.
Hang on.
Hang on. Bill Paxton in his prime was True Lies. True Lies. We all know that.
Yeah.
let's clear the air real
let's
quick.
Let's just real quick. Okay. All jokes aside.
It is True Lies.
To make you stand up and beg for buttermilk.
Ass like a 10-year-old boy.
Every time. Got it. Yes. He's the guy. All
okay.
right. Anyway.
I peed myself.
Then we're going to saw. Yeah.
Would a spy piss himself?
Yeah. R.I.P. The guy played our president in Independence Day. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Game over, man.
There's, in my opinion, there's no rewatchability on this. I think the people love the movie will rewatch it again.
Let's look at our group of friends. They're the people. They're the middle America.
Yeah.
Every single one of them are going to be rewatching this movie
no.
on the daily.
Two of our friends have never seen this movie and will never see it. So
they're
rewatching
liars,
isn't
though.
Gonna, nope. Not
every
happening.
Single one of them have seen it.
Let's do this.
Let's call a spade a spade.
We have 1 point in the actors.
Let's right? do it.
Let's say this one. I'm saying no. It's not rewatchable. You're saying no. So this is a,
it's all right.
It's a mulligan. It's not a
mulligan.
Negative. Okay?
Okay.
It's just, it's not, it's nothing.
I like it.
All right. All right. So we have to just remove this from the criteria.
Take it down.
All right.
Rip up that page.
Payoff. The ending. Okay.
Let me tell you about this payoff.
Yeah.
This woman. Jack saves her.
Yeah.
She lives a great life.
Mm-hmm.
She has a family, beautiful family.
Yeah.
Beautiful husband, beautiful children, great family. She dies. Where'd she spend eternity, baby? Back with Jack.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all. I'm going back to the true love of my life.
The true
Titanic.
Love of her life. Exactly. She's like, I got to go back there.
Her fucking husband is in heaven waiting for her. And she's like, where the fuck is she?
Yeah, it has been an actual eternity. What's
what
happening?
The fuck has happened?
She's just banging it down with Leonardo in a Bugatti.
At the bottom of the ocean,
at
baby.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Pound town like
so
that.
So I forgot that's how the movie ends. Absolute payoff.
Absolute payoff. All right. She says, fuck you to everybody. I did all this for y'all your entire lives. I'm doing something for me
I'm
in the afterlife.
I'm getting mine now.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Well, she's got that, you know, the heart de la mer or whatever.
Yeah.
She's got that giant diamond.
She's,
you get to take that with
just
you.
She's like, Jack, break me in half like this boat, baby.
Break me in half.
He's like, you're so wrong for that. But he does it.
All right. World building story. I cannot, because I haven't seen the movie in 100 years, I cannot for the life of me tell you what this fucking story is about. Leonardo DiCaprio, from what I remember, he's a potato salesman. He's like a little scrappy potato salesman. Kate Winslet is very rich. She's like a vampire, and she's like very rich, okay? So she's going on this maiden voyage.
Yes, yes, yes.
The two of them meet because he's having a dance party with the other little ruffians. She sees it and goes, how fun. They have a good time, and he goes, I can dance. I can also drill your ass. And she goes, take me to Pound Town. And they go do it, and then they fall in love and all that. Cut to Billy Zane is also a vampire and rich. And he's like, you're my vampire wife, Kate Winslet. Come on. What are you doing messing around with this little potato guy? And she's like, listen, I'm not going to be a vampire anymore. I withdraw my love of blood.
She pulls
her fangs out. She's done with it. And then, out of retaliation, he rips a big hole in the side of the boat and it sinks.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
The world building of it.
Yeah. Is there anything else, though? All that happens on the boat. Do we even see?
We have the sequels.
England?
When they find Jack's frozen corpse years later. They bring him back.
Weekend at Bernie's.
They bring him back. No, he becomes a super soldier. They pump him full of that stuff.
Oh.
He becomes the Captain America.
That's Captain America.
That's Captain America because he's frozen in the ice.
All right.
Leads us into the MCU, the bigger world building of it all.
Oh, shit.
Granted, they recasted him as Chris Evans, who takes it. But in the first movie, as they dig him out of the ice, it is Leo.
Leonardo does have kind of a cabbage face.
Yeah.
So I get why
they were like, we need
Chris
something
Evans.
More chiseled.
Yeah, I get it.
He plays, Leo plays... The kid version of Captain America.
Oh, the little scrawny one?
Yeah, before they pump him full of all the steroids.
Gotcha. And then, yeah, the Chris Evans just rips fucking like tree trunks in half
trunks
or whatever.
And stuff, yeah,
that guy's so sexy.
God, dude, he's funny too. What did I like?
He is. I like him a lot. He's a good
God,
guy.
God, tear open me.
I know. Just get in line. All right, so the world building sucks.
There's no world building.
There's none. It's just they're on a boat.
They build a boat and they crash the boat.
Exactly. There's no world. All right. So,
but
we got,
you know what? In real life, James Cameron built the world because he keeps going back down to that boat and killing billionaires.
You know, as much as I would love to give him bonus points, we're talking about a movie.
Oh.
And we're not evaluating real life. So
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm taking the man, not the art. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. We got to separate those. If we learn nothing from Michael Jackson, we must separate
what
the artist
do?
From the art. Huh?
Huh?
Michael Jackson, he bought the Beatles catalog. He was best friends with Paul McCartney, and he bought it out from under him.
If Paul McCartney was a real artist, he would have done what Taylor did.
Yeah.
And done the Beatles, Paul's version.
He would have done Paul's version. Yeah. He just would have done it. I mean,
just re-record him.
I can't believe he didn't do that.
He should have
done
it.
He hasn't done it yet, you know? I would think he would do. I mean, Ringo is probably begging. He's like, hey, guys, can I do Ringo's version, please? Can I please do it? Well, I'm a big, tall fucking geek with a giant head.
Boy.
I look like a bobblehead. Are there more songs about octopuses?
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Fuck you, Ringo.
All right. The Rock Beatles alive.
Yeah, so then there was one more thing, but it's not written down here. I don't remember what it was. We did acting, we did payoff, we did rewatchability, we did world building.
Can I drop something on us?
Yeah.
Cultural impact.
Oh, man. Okay.
What I know of Titanic now is these fucking memes. It's fucking a meme of fucking Leo showing Kate Winslet his Pokemon card collection, you know?
Yeah. Or the edit where it's all cats.
Yeah. Or him drawing titties. And she like goes to show it, but it's just like a stick figure with like just two circles, you know? Or just that fucking chef falling off the side of that boat.
Hitting the propeller. And then just.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Okay. Cultural impact, cultural significance is off the charts.
Especially in a TikTok world.
I get it.
A meme world, dude.
I get it. Yeah, I know. Okay. And as billionaires go down in handmade submersibles and die.
I can't believe motherfuckers are still doing that.
So they do it and everyone dies. They announce they're going to do another one and it sold out. Like right away.
Fucking idiots.
It's insane. Hubris. It's insane.
The hubris of it.
I know.
You'd think you would learn from the fucking actual ship that said, like, we're unsinkable.
Yeah.
And they fucking drowned.
Yeah.
Even though I heard it was an insurance scam and the Titanic wasn't really the Titanic, but actually a different ship called, like, the Libertarian or something like that.
The Libertine?
The Libertine or something like that.
I think I've heard this too.
Where like it was actually an older ship.
Yeah.
And they sent it out like, all right, we're just going to fucking get the insurance money on it. And they fucking just like let it fucking crash and like sink. And then they fucking all like cashed in the money off of it because like a bunch of people were supposed to be on it. Like a Rockefeller was supposed to be on the fucking boat. And
yeah,
he,
that is true.
Yeah. They like fucking last minute were like, ah, I'm not going to be on it.
Yeah,
and
all
like,
these people weren't on it, which was supposed to be like the biggest event of all time at the time.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember something like that too, you know?
I don't want to go too like fucking like Joe Rogan on this, but like I also heard that the fucking pyramids aren't real.
I've heard that too.
And I did see that Mexico just found a fucking alien. And like, this is crazy, man.
Man, you talk about like a TikTok generation. The second that came out, did you see those motherfuckers that like had it was cake?
Yeah.
They made it cake. It was like, oh, the Mexican government showed that it was cake. And they like cut it and took a bite. I laughed so hard at that. I mean, it's just. I know everyone's favorite thing is us describing memes to one another.
That would be
like,
a good podcast. We should fucking just talk about memes to each other.
Oh, it'd be great. Everyone's clamoring for us to do that one. All right. As much as I hate it, if I'm doing just the tallying over here.
What do we do?
It sounds like, so cultural significance, cultural impact, you got a point. Acting, you got a point.
Yeah.
All right. World building, no points.
No points.
Okay.
Negative points even.
Negative points. Yeah, exactly. So we're down to one now. Then we said the Rewatchability. That was, I said no, and you said yes, so we're still at 1 point for the positive.
Wasn't there filmmaking too?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was like the technical film. Okay, shit. Well, they got to get a point for that one.
He built the boat.
He built the boat. He like created new cameras to
film this shit.
Film
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
I mean, you can't fucking.
The filmmaking is always the greatest ever. He's amazing. Okay, all right. Well, 2-0.
Titanic
rules.
We settled it. Titanic rules.
Wow, I feel gross saying that.
Sorry. My dad was right this whole time.
He was right, dude.
Singing it. Drunk on Daddy Lights. Guys. Tonight, pop a natty light.
Wherever you are.
Turn it up to 15. Super loud. Box TV. Only cassette 2. Watch right. Them titties.
Good night, everybody.
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.